Hello, this is CJSF 90.1 live from SFU. Welcome to LAM. My name is Adriel, and my co-hosts are...
Mir,
Luca,
and Mario.
And to start it off today, we're starting off with Letting Go featuring Andrew Ashong by Ash Walker. And here it is. That was Letting Go featuring Andrew Ashong by Ash Walker. Mir, what do you think about that song?
I really like the soul feel to it. Really funk vibes. How about anyone else?
I think that song was a good song to start off to.
nice, chill, laid-back vibes. A little repetitive, but, you know, nothing wrong with a little repetition in music.
Yeah, it was. I'd say it was really, really dreamy. I feel like his voice was, like, sort of all over the place, really atmospheric, a lot of reverb.
Yeah.
So I've been hoping you had a good weekend, because I sure did. In the Vancouver music scene, Pitbull came over this weekend, and I attended that concert, and man, is he shorter than you think.
How'd that go? How was the Pitbull concert?
It was really good. He didn't really put any of the features on. I think that's just because of royalty fees and stuff. Like, he did Timber, but he didn't put Kesha.
Did he do, what's it called, Fireball?
Oh, yeah, of course. He did all his main hits.
Okay.
Like Hotel Room, that's a personal favorite.
I don't think we can play that one over here.
No, sir. But next up is
One Touch by Bambi. That was One Touch by Bambi. Mir, I know you're a big fan of that genre. What do you think?
Yeah, that was a song I personally picked. I'm a big fan of breakcore, drum and bass, big into that type of music. I know I've been playing it a lot recently on our past couple of shows, but I think that's our only breakcore song for the day, and I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, definitely a bit of a change of pace from that last song. Last song was really... really, like I said, Jimmy, this one was a bit more upbeat, but we do have quite a bit more songs with some variety in the genres and the instruments, so
stay tuned.
Yep, this is Little Trouble by Baby J. If you enjoy. Because the love we have is stronger than a That was Little Trouble by Baby J. Mario, what do you think about that?
I really like that song. It reminds me of, again, I mentioned this before, but it reminds me of Sunset Roller Coaster, if you've heard of them. Just nice, slow-paced, airy, spacey song. Not too much going on, but still manages to get his points across, and just think it sounds good.
I agree with you. I think it also sort of reminds me of that first song that we played.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, you know. Do you guys have anything else to say?
I feel like I like this song more in comparison to the first song.
I feel like you're wrong. I feel like you're wrong, both of you. I think this song is better than that first song, quite frankly.
Really? No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you like the first song
I
more?
I like the first song a lot better.
Why?
Why?
Because it's just better, and I'm right, you're wrong. It's that simple.
Oh. So me and I are on the same level. Okay. Yeah. See, we need a balance here.
No, we got to agree to disagree. And Mirror is wrong, so is Luca. I'm sorry.
Well, at the end of the day, it's up to you, the listener.
Yep.
To the next track.
That was pretty corny.
Especially with Please Send Me Someone to Love, like Bill King Trio, a jazz song, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Time for a quick PSA.
The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you the best for the new year.
That was a really short PSA, but that last song that we just played was called Please Send Me Someone to Love by Bill King Trio. I think everyone has something to say about that. What do you guys think?
Yeah. So talking about the holiday season as in the PSA, I think that was a really good track to start off this holiday season.
I agree with you.
I agree.
And as you were talking about earlier, not on mic, but I think that was a good track. Like, I could hear Michael Bublé on that track.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, doing what he does.
Yeah.
Christmas banger, as he usually puts out.
Mm-hmm. Good way to put it. That was our first jazz song.
Thank you.
Today.
Personally, I would like to say that I've started my holiday festivities as I built a gingerbread house yesterday. And
nice. I don't care.
What does it look like? What did you put on it?
I don't appreciate that, Mario.
What did you put on the house?
What do you mean?
We're all here to share. And, you know, I just like to put my thoughts out there. You know, I'm not disrespectful with your thoughts, so.
See, but that's the thing, because I don't care. Anyways, next song.
Yep, Mad Mark by Call Sender.
Let's go, Mad
This
Mark.
Is a good one.
That was Mad Mark by Call Sender. Sorry for that mistake. But Amir, I think you have something to say about this.
Yeah, so I felt that song had a really big boom bap influence on it. I could see a lot of early 90s hip hop surrounding that track. But as an avid Despicable Me fan, I feel like that reminded me as the Vector theme. Do you know Vector?
Yeah.
That sort of reminded me of like kind of like a James Bond theme or something.
Yeah, I know it's gonna sound weird, but it definitely sounds like a bit of like a sneaky soundtrack, if that makes sense.
Sneaky.
Yeah, there was a lot of different instruments going on in there. There was I know there's one, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a wooden like bamboo stick, and it sounds like rain when you like flip it over. You know about
that? I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Mario wouldn't know.
And then the next song is Stay a While by Davis and James.
Your shoes to the pile, growing high by the door. Close the door, don't let that cold in here. And hang your coat, take the weight from your bones and leave it all by the door. Like a war that we don't talk about.
That was Stay a While by Davis and James. Definitely a slower song, I'd say, and something that would get you in your feels, I guess.
Definitely more somber.
Somber, yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Not a real fan of the sadder taste in music, but
I mean, yeah, I agree. It's not everyone's cup of tea, I guess.